Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Susan Smith Jones, PhD, has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. A frequent radio, podcast, and TV talk show guest and motivational speaker. She's also the author of many books, including Uplifted and the new companion book, A Hug in a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. Refer to our website to find out how to get personally autographed copies of these two books. I read in Dr. Susan's new book, A Hug in a Mug, and on her website about fascia, the thin sheath of fibrous tissue enclosing every muscle and organ. It's an intricate web that connects every part of our entire body. This continuous network throughout your body is crucial for health, pain perception, and movement. Today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith Jones, PhD, will cover the ABCs of fascia and how to keep your fascia healthy and flexible. Get your pen out, paper as well. You'll need to take notes during our eye-opening discussion. Of course, you can follow along with the podcast on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Great topic. Looking forward to this.
Yes, you know what, I am too. And with all the decades we've been together doing these programs, we've never covered this topic before. And it's crucial for the health of everyone listening. And most people have fascia, also known as connective tissue, major issues in their body. So I'm very excited about this program today.
This is interesting. The more I learn about it and just doing background before our conversation today, this really is sort of the glue that holds us all together. This really is a key component to our overall health, and we'll find that out as Dr. Susan explains on the program today. To start off, tell us briefly, what does the fascia look like? How does it function? Where can we see this tissue in a documentary, something that will interest everybody and give us some background information on it?
Yeah, well, that's great. So you've seen big spiders' cobwebs. So if you take that big, beautiful cobweb and you make it multi-layers, one on top of the other, maybe 100 of them, and then you have a network of all these fibers, and that is what, like you said, holds every muscle and organ, this sheath of fibers holds everything in our body together. And it's only a relatively new science. You know, Rick, I think if I was starting everything all over again, it's such an incredible new field of science having to do with physiology and anatomy, and how sometimes a five-minute treatment can take away pain someone has had for years and decades. It is so promising. And then, by the way, if you go to my website and in the search bar put fascia, I'm going to spell that, F-A-S-C-I-A, or put in connective tissue, two words, this big article I wrote will come up that you'll be able to read. And then also, on the top of that article, I posted this incredible documentary by scientists and movement leaders, and so you get to literally see with your eyes what does this connective tissue look like. And so it goes into much more detail, some things we're talking about today, and so does my article on my website. So how does it function, you said? You know where to get the documentary now. So all this recent research reveals that fascia's complex role in immune function, in the fluid dynamics of our body, and hormone response has been unbelievable, prompting this true paradigm shift in understanding our human anatomy. And it's been a few years now that I've been researching this topic, and fascia-focused therapies show promise in treating conditions like frozen shoulder, referred pain, joint pain, revolutionizing pain management and physical performance optimization. A quick example, and I used to have this before I learned about these techniques, so I'm going to talk from a personal level, but other people I know too who sit at a desk all day long and you don't move your shoulders a lot, and then your shoulders can get what's known as frozen shoulder. And then when you try to put your hands behind your back, or let's say, Rick, if you were arrested and they had to handcuff you and they had to put your hands behind your back so they could put the handcuffs on, you'd barely be able to get your hands behind your back. So I just want to let you know this in advance in case you want to start working on your shoulders and in case you ever
you just say
are
to,
in that situation.
You just say to the officer, I'm sorry, but I'm having a bad fascia day, and I don't think I'm going to be able to put my hands behind my back. I don't know if that'll work, but I can give it a try.
But it's so many people have that and other pain issues that we'll talk about, and it's very, very fixable. So now, again, remember that on my website, and it's just easiest to say, go to the search bar in the top right, put in either fascia, F-A-S-C-I-A, or connective tissue, and this one beautiful long article I wrote discussing in more detail what we're talking about today will come up, and it includes that documentary on the role of connective tissue that goes into detail on the physiology of connective tissue, and they show you what it looks like in people's bodies. So you can watch that. They talk about in that documentary how it affects all movement. You know, are you one of these people that can barely touch your toes anymore, the floor, or even get past your knees maybe when you bend forward? It will go over all of this and ways we can treat issues of this network of tissue that impacts in a negative way most people if you haven't taken care of it. It's just a fascinating new field of science.
And her website, Dr. Susan's website, is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Only, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You won't need that. You can remember SusanSmithJones.com. A lot of information there on today's topic. Let's talk about the key factors that influence fascia health and where we can get more detailed information that you won't have time to cover today. And you've sort of touched on that, but reemphasize that for people that are like, I want more. You can give us more too, can't you?
Yeah, and I always like to make things as practical as possible. And they're basically, you know, since we don't have 3 hours, I'm going to trim it down to 5 key factors that influence fascia health. And so you'll see them on my website. Like I said, go to the search bar. But these 5 key factors that influence our connective tissue health are movement, hydration, stress management, diet, and sleep, all the things I talk about in my book, A Hug and a Mug. So those are the 5 key factors, and we'll go through them in a little bit more detail. But, you know, so you see, it's not just movement that helps keep your fascia more flexible. It's a whole holistic lifestyle we'll cover, you know, in this program.
So much information and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Tell us a little bit about some of the most effective therapeutic approaches for healing our fascia, keeping it healthy and flexible. As we know more about it, we want to take care of it. We want to nurse it along when we find out how much it really, what influence it has over the body. How do we go about keeping it healthy and flexible, taking care of our fascia?
Yes, and I'm just thinking, Rick, if you don't mind, before I cover that, let me give you a little bit more detail into these 5 factors.
Yes, please.
And here's why. There's such a pervasive nature of the fascia, and it has so many critical functions. So maintaining the health of this connective tissue is definitely important for our overall well-being. So those five things, I'll just go a little bit more detail into each one. The movement. Regular, varied movement is crucial for keeping our fascia hydrated and flexible. Because, you see, you can drink a lot of water throughout the day. That's a good thing to do. Drink that clean water. But if all you do is sit all day at your desk and then go lie in bed or back in your easy chair and watch TV, you're going to have very unhealthy fascia. So in terms of that, a sedentary lifestyle, like a lot of people lead these days on computers, on your iPad, watching TV, sitting in the car, on the train, on planes, and don't move enough, these types of lifestyles, and especially sitting all day, lead to fascia becoming stiff and glued together. Like the good example was the shoulders become when you sit all day at the desk. So that's movement, hydration. Always proper hydration is essential for maintaining the optimal consistency of fascia. And most importantly, in terms of hydration, is the purified water. You want to have ample glasses or fluid hydration throughout the day, and freshly made juice, especially vegetable juices, are great for the fascia health.
Okay.
Then stress. It goes without saying that chronic stress leads to all kinds of diseases and inflammation, but what's germane to the topic today, it also causes the fascia to tighten and lose its elasticity, just having more stress in your life. Okay, a couple more, diet and sleep. Diet, there are lots of nutrients that play a role in fascia health, and if we had 3 hours, we'd go through them all. We don't, so I'm going to say just refer to my book, A Hug and a Mug, for all of that. And then sleep, like everything in life, our body, when we sleep, renews, repairs, rebuilds itself. So you want to get ample sleep, at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night, or unless you have a different kind of shift where you work at night, at least good quality, long, uninterrupted sleep. And then sleep, but it's also important for fascia recovery and regeneration. So those are, just to try to make it a little bit more practical, again, you'll find much more in A Hug and a Mug, my book, also on my website, Susan Smith Jones, and put connective tissue or fascia in the search bar.
I'm glad
and
you
then,
took,
yeah, what was just that other question
well, I'm glad you took the time to go back on that, because those are five key elements that Dr. Susan went through very slowly and again in a practical way. These are things that we all need to know. Next step after that is, what are some of the therapeutic approaches for healing our fascia and keeping it healthy and flexible? How do we maintain it?
Yes, very good, very good. All right, so I'm going to give you four things. One is deep wave therapy. And by the way, you'll see in that documentary, doctors and chiropractors and other, there are places in Brentwood, Santa Monica, where I live, that literally these wellness centers that specialize in fascia health. So they have these big machines, but you've probably seen on TV those commercials where there's this little handheld device and you can put on your muscles and it goes, rotates in and out really quickly, right?
Yes.
Have you seen those?
I have seen those,
like,
yes.
Like the Theragun, and many companies make these. Well, that does this deep wave therapy in your body, and it involves using these little specialized devices, or if you go to a doctor's office, they have much bigger devices, but they create a gentle vibration, and that actually helps to restore fascia elasticity and improves the fluid flow. So, and I have one of these handheld devices. I use it on my quads, my hamstrings, you know, my legs, my shoulders when they get tighter from sitting too long. I can use it on my upper back. You know, I can get someone to help, you know, on the rest of my back. It's really good, especially as you get older and you're less maybe physically fit and you're not as active as you would like to be. This helps to keep you flexible and healthy. A second one is manual fascia release. And I have, where I live, a place where I go monthly, and they do really good shiatsu massage where, you know, I've talked about this before, but you can get these knots in your body, the tightening of the fascia that makes knots in your muscles, and they have to press and knead it out. It isn't always the most pleasant feel, but all of a sudden you have greater flexibility when it's over. Or if you know any massage therapist that does deep tissue massage, that's very similar to shiatsu. And when you have a skilled practitioner use these hands-on techniques, it will help release the fascial restrictions and improve overall body function. It's really often remarkable from using that, the deep wave therapy, the handheld device, or getting a fascial release treatment like a massage therapist who knows how to do this, where, you know, you just see how far when you bend forward, where do you go on your, do you go down to your knee, your middle calf? Can you touch your toes? And after you get the treatment, you have like an inch or two more of flexibility. And then, of course, movement therapies. Never underestimate the beautiful results you can get from yoga, because that involves so much stretching that your body needs literally every day. Most people don't do that. They'll say, I went for my walk, I lifted a few weights, but I just don't have time to stretch. That's just as important as that triad, the other two. So yoga and like certain forms of dance are now, and as you'll see this in the documentary, are being recognized for their ability to promote fascia health through these varied three-dimensional movement patterns. Mm. You know, yoga, you lift up to the sky, you're down on the ground, you're on the mat, you reach to the side. It's like three-dimensional movement, which is literally what our body needs all the time. We weren't designed to be sedentary people and sit at our desk all day, and it really can take a toll on your health. And the tighter your fascia gets, the more inflammation you have, Rick. And the more inflammation in your body, then what happens? That's like the beginning of major disease. So anyway, movement therapies, and then there are people, and I now know how to do this with my clients, but and there are places all around where I live that will do this for you. So Google it in your area, but you can get a holistic assessment where practitioners in the fields of anatomy and physiology and fascia health are learning to assess the body as an interconnected whole. You know, rather than focusing solely on the side of symptoms, like let's say you have knee pain, elbow pain, wrist pain, neck pain. Oh, you woke up with a really stiff neck. You know, your shoulders aren't moving. It's not usually that exact spot in the body where you feel the pain. It's everything, Rick, is connected, and it could be the tight fascia in your lower back and in your core that's affecting your shoulders and your legs.
Yes.
You know, so it's good to have this holistic assessment.
So much information, so much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Susan Smith Jones, PhD, our guest on the program. The topic of fascia, keeping your connective tissue healthy and flexible. Much more on the topic right after these messages. Welcome back. This Week in America, our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. The topic today, fascia, keeping your connective tissue healthy and flexible. You've been talking and looking into healthy living for decades now. It would seem like this topic of understanding and healing fascia really needs a holistic approach to it. Is that accurate?
Oh, very accurate. And I'm all about holistic body, mind, and spirit. Everything is connected. And the convergence of ancient wisdom and modern science, which is always my approach to healthy living for decades, ever since I learned about all this from my grandmother when I was a teenager. But it leads to a more integrated, holistic approaches always to health and healing. Most regular medical doctors you go to, you go in, you've got a pain, you've got an issue. What are they? They just want to give you drugs.
Yes.
And you want to find a doctor, if at all possible, that will take a holistic approach. But this emerging research on fascia aligns with so many principles that I've observed in my practice and research over the decades. And I write about in my companion book set of Uplifted and A Hug and a Mug. And these holistic principles, I kind of summed them up for us today into four principles that you learn just by studying fascia. And that is, the body is an interconnected whole, not just a collection of separate body parts. You have an issue with an organ, with a joint, with a pain in a muscle, you've got to look at the whole body. Secondly, many health issues have root causes that aren't immediately obvious and require a broader perspective to understand and treat. That's why it's often good to seek out an osteopathic doctor or even a chiropractor, who's a good one, who looks at the human body a little bit more holistically, I think, at least in my area. And by the way, you can Google fascial release doctors, see what comes up in your area, or fascial release therapy. A third principle would be, in my perspective, movement and lifestyle factors play a crucial role in maintaining health and preventing disease. It's not just like my title of one of my books is A Hug and a Mug. You think that's only about diet. That's just a third of the book. It's all the healthy living extras you add to your diet. And then, of course, a lot of people think, well, I'll just eat the best diet. I don't need to do much movement. You need to do it all, just literally, that I write about. And then four, never underestimate the power of your beautiful human body, because it's a remarkable self-healing machine. And when given the right conditions, you can stay youthful and vibrant your whole life. But it's impossible to stay vibrant, youthful, healthy if your fascia throughout your body is tight and frozen, and then that affects your whole body as a whole. You know, we've talked about this before. I think God has given us such a miraculous gift of the human body. And one of our gifts back to God should be absolutely to not take our bodies for granted, but take really good care of them. It's not a commitment you make every Monday or once a month on the new moon or on January 1st. You get up every day. And your attitude needs to be, all right, I am the CEO and president of my body and my life, and what can I do today to take care of this amazing body temple that God has given me? And it's always got to be top on the list. You eat better foods, that you need lots of movement in your life. You need to keep stress down, keep your body hydrated, spend time out in nature. Do all the things that probably your grandmother taught you, and always eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. But you see, the study of fascia helps to teach us that there is this interconnected whole of the body. It's not separate parts, the way most doctors, when you go to their office with an issue, look at things.
It's so enlightening, all the information today. It's new information. It's very important information. You'll find it at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. You'll find her, the old Twitter, now X, at Susan Smith Jones, and, of course, links on our website. Let's take a few minutes here at the end of the discussion. You gave us some practical advice. Let's go back and sort of summarize that. Things we can do to take care of and actually maybe even improve our own fascia.
Yeah, I love that. And I like everything to be as practical as possible. I want people to leave listening to us today and think, you know what, I've got to do a little bit better job. I'm gonna look at Susan's website, study about fascia, look at that documentary, and begin to take better care of myself, because it would be really nice to touch the floor with my fingers when I bend over and be able to put my hands behind my back. So, and remember, the fascia research, Rick, is still in very early stages. We can't say that about many things having to do the body, because doctors are often smart about the bodies. It's too bad they don't work holistically and they just like to give out drugs a lot. But there are some takeaways that let's apply right now, make it practical for your fascia health. One is prioritize your movement. We've talked about that. Regular, varied movement is crucial for fascia health. And guess what? This doesn't necessarily mean intense exercise. It could be gentle activities like walking and stretching and Tai Chi, just so you get your body moving, so you stimulate the fluid in the fascia and you don't create frozen joints from just sitting and not moving a lot. So prioritize movement. Secondly, and I'll go through seven things quickly, stay hydrated. Proper hydration is essential for maintaining healthy fascia. And so I always say to aim to drink plenty of clean water throughout the day. Really reduce, eschew, or just, completely stay away from soda pops, all those beverages that are chemicals and lots of sugar. Stay away from all sugar. The truth is I do have some white sugar in my house, and because I use it for my hummingbird feeder to make the sugary solution that they drink. But other than that, I have other alternatives I use. Like if I do need something sweet, I have date powder. Something to prioritize is managing your stress. I said chronic stress negatively impacts the fascia. So you want to incorporate stress reduction techniques like these all help. Even though you sit often to meditation, deep breathing, time in nature should be in your routine. Even if you've got a nice backyard, put some beautiful plants, flowers, and you could do all three of those at once. You could go out, like I like to hike, my favorite physical activity, or walking along the beach. And you can do like a walking or hiking meditation and do your deep breathing and you're out in nature. You do them all at once. I discuss all of this in detail on the importance of nature time, deep breathing, calming your body, reducing stress and uplifted. And then explore those manual therapies. Remember techniques like massage. Find somebody who can do myofascial release. Myo meaning muscle, fascial release, or an osteopathic manipulation. An osteopathic doctor can do that. I have a few, luckily, in my area, and they'll help maintain fascia health and address any restrictions you have. Now, here's something that's really important. I'm on 5 out of 7. Consider your posture. Poor posture, especially sitting over a desk, creates this fascial restriction over time. So keep your shoulders back. Be mindful of your posture throughout the day. Are you so stressed out that your shoulders are up by your earlobes, right? Take a deep breath in. Press your shoulders up. You can't see me. Rotate them back and let your shoulders drop. Relax. Breathe deeply. And especially when you spend a lot of time sitting and maybe you don't have a great chair, it's really easy to affect the fascial health of your body. Last two, eat a nutrient-dense diet. You want a diet rich in anti-inflammatory foods because these are the essential nutrients in these foods that supports fascia health. And as mentioned a little bit ago, my book, A Hug and a Mug, I cover all of the best anti-inflammatory foods, which are really the healthiest foods to eat overall.
Yes.
And I even give you 100 nutrient-dense, delicious, easy-to-prepare recipes that you and your family will love. So the food part and the recipes is about 60% of the book. The food itself is a third of the book, and then you've got recipes. And then the last 40% of the book is all about the other healthy living extras, like how do you benefit from being in nature, and what are ways you can reduce your stress, how can you sleep like a baby. I tell you exactly the best ways to exercise, to stay motivated. I talk a lot about behavior modification, cold therapy, hot therapy, and I give you stories like you can't imagine when I became the person chosen in America to train the first group of female firefighters down in downtown LA. That was for months, and I did the training with them besides teaching them how to be healthier and stronger and exercise, and I went through it with them, and so I'll give you stories about that and what happened when I had to train to be a lifeguard. Unbelievable stories throughout Hug and a Mug. And then finally, prioritize your sleep, Rick. We've talked about this a lot before.
Yes.
In the past, you and I, but quality sleep is so important for fascia recovery. And I tell you in Uplifted, How to Sleep Like a Baby, and in A Hug and a Mug, and I give you all my 12 commandments to make sure you sleep like a baby. But I'll give you one key thing right here, is it's always best to go to bed at the same time and wake up the same time every single day, even weekends. That might not always be easy to do, but if you all of a sudden one night stay up 7-8 hours later and then you sleep in till noon, you can't make it. It just throws your whole natural circadian rhythm off.
Yes.
And your body's health thrives on a natural, healthy circadian rhythm. And it usually begins with going to bed at the same time, waking up at the same time. And I know it's not always possible, but try to make it no more than a 2-hour difference. For example, if you usually go to bed at, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you get up at 6, if let's say you have a special weekend, try to make it no more than midnight you go to bed, because then that begins to really throw off your circadian rhythm.
Okay.
So anyway, those were the 7 things to make it really practical to help improve your fascia. And, you know, if I had to say a takeaway, closing thought is, begin today to appreciate the intricate web that I call it a web, all this connective tissue. Like, that's why I did at the beginning that little picture, a spider's web that's, you know, 100 more layers thick, that connects every part of your body. And when you learn more about it and start treating it and keeping it healthy and prevent issues, you know, we can unlock these new pathways to health, vitality, and tremendous longevity. That's what I wish for everybody.
All of this, so much more, at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. talked about Uplifted and Hug It a Mug, the beautifully new design, comprehensive holistic health and lifestyle books, Uplifted, A Hug and a Mug. Talk about the best place to get those and anything covered in there that we haven't talked about during the program that might interest people in learning more ways to keep themselves healthy.
Yeah, so these both books work separately, and it's the program I've taught all around the world for decades, literally, that I began learning from my grandmother when I was a teenager. You and I have talked about that a lot.
Yes.
But I didn't want to put out a 600-page book. So I decided to mostly focus on mental health, emotional, spiritual health, with a little bit of physical health sprinkled in, and the book Uplifted. The subtitle is 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. Chapters on the benefits of kindness, on the benefits of gratitude, just all mental, emotional, spiritual health, a few little recipes with food. And then A Hug and a Mug focuses much more on physical health and go through every disease and what you can use in a natural way, foods, herbs, teas, spices, soups to heal your body. And A Hug and a Mug comes in color or black and white. And, of course, both books come in Kindle. And you might recall that I've never taken any medication in my life because
yes.
I know how to go to nature to heal the body. You and I are not telling anybody to go off medication, but I've always known that health comes from the, my grandmother used to say, honey, health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy, but it's all of our lifestyle choices. And so these two books together, I call them companion books because you have the whole complete program. You can go to Amazon. Uplifted's black and white, beautifully designed. A Hug and a Mug is color and black and white. You can get Kindle versions of each. I'm in the process right now of completing the audiobooks for both of those books. Those are almost available and out. And so Hug and a Mug, bookstores have them. And if you want autographed copies, you just go to my website, go to books in the navigation bar, and then click on A Hug and a Mug or Uplifted. And on that page, you'll see how you can come right to me, and I can send you. And by the way, I personally autograph it. I put a bookmark in the book. And then I write a personal note that can go, these books can be sent to you, of course, but anyone else you want in the world. I take them all to my post office in Brentwood or Santa Monica, and I mail these all around America, North America, all around the world. Sometimes it's nice to have a little note card from the author and have it personally autographed.
Oh, yes, very nice.
So I'd love to do that. And then on my website, you know, you can go to X. I have great tweets that come out. Do we still say tweets?
I do, but that doesn't mean anything. I'm so far behind. I'm still sending faxes, so don't count on my technology.
Yeah, very good. and you can sign up on X at Susan Smith Jones. And then once a month, I send out at the end of each month for the following month a great newsletter with all the latest info. I always have recipes. I have funny stories. I have jokes. I have beautiful color photos just to uplift, inspire, educate, and empower you. I don't inundate you with newsletters like some places do almost every day.
Yes.
Just once a month, you get a good, detailed newsletter from me.
And you will look forward to it. And in talking about the books, beautifully designed, comprehensive, holistic health guides, lifestyle books, Uplifted, A Hug and a Mug, make great gift ideas. So as we approach holidays or for any reason, they're beautifully done. These will be books that people will appreciate, will use literally throughout the year. And all of the information, again, at Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Dr. Susan, it is always a pleasure. Great new information today. This is a topic that so many of us maybe have not heard a whole lot about. We heard a lot about it today. We're going to take heed with everything that you mentioned, pay more attention to taking care of our connective tissue, keeping it healthy and flexible. And it's been a pleasure. Great topic today. Look forward to our next conversation. Thank you once again for being with us.
Thank you. I look forward to next month.
And Dr. Susan is here every month. All of the past shows, by the way, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Just go to the podcast recorded audio and you'll find all of the programs there, or Google them. They will come up as well. Topic today, fascia, keeping your connective tissue healthy and flexible. Our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.